Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? Here we go. It's Patriot Nation Radio Show live right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I want to say hello to everybody there in the live feed. Bear with me here. I'm inviting everybody, trying to build up this audience a little bit. We're going to have an interesting show tonight. We are actually going to read the Declaration of Independence. And anywhere it's at references to King George, where it says he or something along that effect, I'm going to add Barack Obama, just for effect. It says he, everybody knows he is King George, but I will be adding Barack Obama into that, and it's going to be quite interesting because you will not believe it. Bobby says, Dave on his show, he's a good dude. I had Dave on a bunch of times. Dave will be coming on the show here real soon. Again, the new record by Dave Bray will be coming out on Memorial Day. And, of course, we'll have Dave on, and we'll have Becky's going to maybe send us a couple of songs from the new record. I want to say hello to Danny, Mike, Bobby, Marsha, James, Lonnie, Kenny, Lori, Cricket. What's up, Cricket? Gary Beck is watching. Gary, we're going to get you on the show here real soon. Folks, you won't believe Gary Beck's story. It's crazy. He wants me to call him. I'll call him later today after the show. Gary, stick around. I'll call you after the show. Just send me a reminder again. I'm very busy. Kim is watching. Gary Binford's watching. Thanks for tuning in, Gary. We're looking to get his friend on. We're going to be talking about Agenda 2. It's a crazy movie. You won't believe it. It's coming out. My copy's coming in the mail. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Kenny's watching. Jerry's watching. Got some developments in their story. So, folks, if you're there in the live feed, hello. Please like, share, and invite all your friends. You're very appreciated.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
Hey, Mark. Christina.
Attention, Ryan conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Yes, indeed, folks. Dave Bray, USA.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer is passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else.
More!
That's right, folks. The Trump train is rolling, and so are we. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. right here. Catch the live feed. Right now, train's rolling down the track. The Trump train. Get on board, folks. Get on board. Great things are coming. This is great stuff. Razzle grip. Yes, indeed, folks. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I want to thank everybody there on the live feed, again, tuning in, and everybody on Blog Talk Radio World. I want to make sure that everybody gets this one more time. I'm encouraging you to call this evening. We're going to talk about this as soon as I'm done tonight.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
I'm going to read this tonight. Now, unfortunately, tonight was supposed to be, Casey Massey was going to join us tonight, but he wound up in the hospital this weekend. And I believe he's still in the hospital as we speak. So he'll be coming on a week from today. So I swapped shows. A week from today, I was going to do this. And so now I'm doing this week. And next Monday, Casey Massey, fresh out of incarceration in a actual penitentiary, now incarcerated in his own house. Yes, indeed. And, you know, we had him on March 16th, 2015, prior to his incarceration. It was the 16th. It was a week away from, he had a hearing in court that was coming up at that time. And it was all going on, and it was right before he got incarcerated, and he was really hoping that they were going to drop the charges, but they didn't, and he got railroaded, and they threw him in jail. He's out. He's going to be joining us. Now, this is a fact. He is definitely joining us. He was in the hospital. I do believe that Casey Massey may have got out, and he may be home right now, but I want him to be healthy and happy and not worry about coming on my little show if his health is out of hand. I don't want anybody to put themselves in any kind of jeopardy just to come on Patriot Nation Radio Show, because his blood pressure will be up during the show. I guarantee it. So, but without any further ado, I just would like to say a little prayer for the two officers and a thanks to the Lord as they caught the guy who murdered the two police officers sitting in a Waffle House having some lunch. Dear Lord, thank you for catching this horrible perpetrator who would assassinate two police officers. A young man who had his firearms confiscated. They were then returned to his father, who gave them back to his son, who then used the gun to kill two police officers. Folks, Lord, please watch over the rest of our people and our nation and our president as we move forward through this time of transition in our nation. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thanks for joining in a prayer with me. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you hit up Live Truth Radio with Brian Lang. I know for sure he's on Tuesday nights. Brian, throw up the schedule on the live feed so folks can tune in, even if you have a show on the same day as mine. That's okay. I love that. The more the merrier. The more people that are spreading the word and talking and bringing awareness and truth to things like the chemtrail. People still think that's some kind of kooky conspiracy theory. Well, folks, if you're one of the folks who thinks chemtrails and geoengineering is false, please head over to www.geoengineeringwatch.org. And my friend Dane is over there. He's putting out all the information, the facts, science. Folks, proof beyond a shadow of a doubt that geoengineering and chemtrails are happening. The people out there don't think so. Crazy. So now we had this guy over in Canada. He was hanging out with Trudeau, the prime minister, president, whatever he is there of Canada. Now he's arrested on pedophilia. And I guess he heard the arrest was coming. And prior to his arrest, dumped Frazzle Drip onto the dark web. There is a video out right now, folks, that will absolutely give you the way in to see this video on the dark web. And I will try to find the guy's name, Zubiak or something, Zublik or something like that is his name. Let's find it. Zublik, I believe, is the guy's name. Can't find the post right now. It was sent to me in a private message. It was quite interesting. I'm going to try to locate it real fast. I need that guy's name, for crying out loud. Anyhow, oh, here it is. I think it's here. I think I found it. Ryan is live on Saturdays from 3 to 6 p.m. He just posted the web page for us. Thank you, Brian, geoengineeringwatch.org. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, anyway, this guy, he was locked up, and he dumped Frazzle Drip on the dark web. There's a guy out there. He is given the directions to direct you to the dark web, exactly how to get there. If you have a dark soul and you like darkness, go to the dark web. I'll stay on this side in the light. My soul shines bright. I don't need the dark web, and I don't need to see that. Yes, David Zunlick. Yes, he's the guy. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. He put out this video, teaches you how to get to the dark web. I ain't going. I ain't watching that video. It's a setup. They are setting people up. You watch it, you go down. Don't watch it. It's a setup. The girl in there with Hillary and Huma is a minor, is against the law to watch that video. And you know how it is. When you watch stuff on the internet and it's on your computer now, they got you. They're coming for you. Don't watch it. Take my word for it. Just take my word for it. It's happening. It is happening. So, folks, the Declaration of Independence is a wonderful, wonderful document. And I'm going to read from it today just so folks can recall exactly what was happening, the things that King George was doing to the people, reminiscent to what the last administration and the administration before that, and the administration before that, and the administration before that was doing to the people. Yes, I want to say hello to Jeannie, the Patriotic Girl Uncensored, folks. Check her out. Go find her page. She was on the other day. She is the highest rated show in 6 shows. Thank you, Jeannie. We had a little lull in viewership, but that's okay. It happens from time to time. The numbers fluctuate. It's a Zublik. Yes, David Zublik. You spelled it right. Zublik. 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 Zublicky. Zublicky. Flicky. Blacky. Blicky. Blacky. Bloom. You know what I'm saying. So I'm going to read this wonderful document. And I'm going to insert anywhere that it might say King George, which I don't even think it mentions his name, but it refers to him. Everybody knows it's King George, because that's who was, you know, ruling over the people at the time, from the merry old England and over there in Britain. And I'm going to read it. Get ready, because it's reminiscent to today. This is the action of the Second Continental Congress, July 4th, 1776. Unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. Now, this very constitution that I have here was word for word from the original constitution in the Hall of Records in D.C. This right here has been copied directly from what's on file, word for word, in D.C. While in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That wherever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form, as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate the governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms of which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former system of government. The history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. Now, this references King George, and at this time I will add any place that says he is a reference to King George. We will have that there, and you will be like, oh my God. So here we go. King George has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. King George has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, King George has utterly neglected to attend to them. King George has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in their legislature, a right insurmountable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together, King George, legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measure. King George has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. King George has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise. State remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within, King George has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for the purpose of obstructing laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migration hither, and raising their conditions of new appropriations to the land. And I kept saying King George, I was supposed to add Barack Obama, for crying out loud. I screwed up my own show. So we'll continue with Barack Obama from here on out. Barack Obama has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salary. Barack Obama has erected multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out of their substance. Barack Obama has kept among us in time of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislation. Groups like TSA, BLM, FBI, these guys are standing armies against the people, believe it. Barack Obama has kept us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislature. Barack Obama has effected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. Barack Obama has combined with others to subject us to jurisdictions foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, given his assent to their acts of pretended legislation, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by mock trials from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with the parts of the world, all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many causes the benefits of trial by jury. Taxes without our consent. Obamacare tax. He railroaded us. Many people got nailed with the Obamacare tax. For transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses. For abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government and enlarging its boundaries. The deep state, right there, folks. Barack Obama made the deep state. For abolishing the free system of English laws in neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government and enlarging its boundaries, so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies. There you have it, folks. The deep state. It's right there. This is exactly what King George did. Now Barack Obama's doing that. Right there, folks, in the Declaration of Independence. Right there. Barack Obama's doing the same, did the same thing. You know what I mean? We're taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our government. And right now you see the deep state running over the Constitution and the laws. The FBI has gone rogue. The CIA has been rogue for years. And they are just running roughshod over the Constitution. For suspending our own legislators and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all causes whatsoever. Barack Obama has abdicated government here by declaring us out of the protection and waging war against us. Barack Obama has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. Black Lives Matter, burning down Baltimore and other cities, rioting. Unbelievable. Barack Obama is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, dissolution, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of the civilized nation. I don't know about that one. Barack Obama has constrained our fellow citizens, taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. Barack Obama has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring our inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Just ask the Bundy family. When they went out to the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, the reason that they had to take that refuge was simple. They've applied and applied and applied for a redress of grievance, which was never granted. It was ignored. They ignored them. So they had to do something to make these people pay attention. Yes, and Michael just made a point. Yes, we blame Obama for tons. And I believe all the downfall started well before President Barack Obama. My theory is Ronald Reagan's vice president, when he became president, started it all. A CIA operative, wringing his hands just to get in office, and he made it. Made it in office, and he twisted everything. George Bush Sr. did that. I bet he wrote the Patriot Act. Let me take a sip of this. All right. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress. We just went over that. You see what I'm saying? Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity. And we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice and to the consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war and peace, friends. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Conference assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intention, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as a free and independent state, full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliance, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. There you have it, folks. And then it was signed by all these great patriots, our forefathers, handed us something amazing. You know? Whew. I'm roasting hot. It's hot, folks. If you want to call and chit-chat, we can talk and chit-chat.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Now we know for sure that Barack Obama was a little bit of a tyrant. And I hate to just insert him, but I just used him as the latest example. He's the last one that really was like worse than King George, made King George look like a choir boy. You know? And he left these deep state rogue FBI agents raiding lawyer offices. Folks, it's ready to hit the fan, ladies and gentlemen. It is ready to hit the fan. It's crazy. It's crazy. Some of the things I see, hear, and read, you know. I also saw recently that Valerie Jarrett's daughter covered Obama DOJ and was hired at CNN and has absolutely no journalistic experience whatsoever. And she was there covering stuff. The patronage that runs through D.C., hiring family and family friends and cousins and uncles and brothers and union heads who are paying lots of money to campaigns, it's really deep, it's really scary, and it's going over the top. And it appears that the Obama DOJ attempted willfully to interfere with the election. I just got sent an article from a good friend, a loyal patriot. And the Justice Department made threats to FBI in a Clinton probe. That's quite interesting. The story of how, and I'm going to read it here. This comes from Conservative Daily Post, published at 10:26 p.m. April 23rd, 2018, by Austin Lewis. Thanks, Austin, for this article. Let me just go over it real quick, folks. just going to read a little bit of it because it has some good information in here. So we'll read it quick and... But yes, Austin Lewis, Conservative Daily Post. The story of how Andrew McCabe left the FBI is an interesting one. McCabe, who had spent much of his life working for the FBI, was fired from his post due to suspicion of wrongdoing. However, he was fired a little bit more than a day before he was set to retire, denying him his pension and removing him from the post of deputy director of the FBI. Since then, the firing once claimed to be capricious in nature by the mainstream media was actually an objectively good decision in a number of ways. Firstly, it was the FBI itself that recommended firing due to the information leaked by McCabe, which he subsequently accused of lying about. But now it's come to light that McCabe didn't report an undue attempt to shut down the investigation into the Clinton Foundation in 2016 election sweep. The kernel of truth buried in a report given to the media on Friday sheds light on the dirty dealings of the federal government during Obama's presidency, as well as giving some background on the failings of James Comey and Andrew McCabe. Buried in the Inspector General's report on the former FBI deputy director was a peculiar story from August 2016. In that story, a phone call from a high-ranking official at the Department of Justice, then under the control of Loretta Lynch, seemed to be attempting to influence the FBI to shut down the probe into the Clinton Foundation. McCabe recounted a phone call from a DOJ official who was very pissed at the FBI and who wanted to know why the FBI chose to continue the investigation when the DOJ decided the case was dormant. The caller allegedly harangued and even threatened McCabe, wondering why the DOJ would revive the case. Former FBI agent said that the call was completely unusual. And now I got phone freeze up here. Here we go. One former agent, James Wettick, who spent 35 years of his life working for the FBI investigating corruption, said that he never once took a call from the DOJ concerning a single one of his cases. Wettick suggested that such a call indicated an attempt to interfere on the part of the DOJ. He said that it is outright strange and even improper for a representative of the Justice Department to call the deputy director of the FBI about any ongoing case, or that they would attempt to be operationally in control like they attempted to be in this phone call. Got phone free. There we go. The report from the Inspector General failed to identify the name of DOJ representative, but did identify the caller's title as Principal Associate Deputy Attorney General. Well, with that title, I guess they're going to be able to find out who that is. However, sources from the FBI and the DOJ did not manage to put a name to that title. The call demanding answers about the investigation and attempting to end it was made by Matthew Axelrod. McCabe told the Inspector General that he thought such a call was strange indeed and that it was also improper and out of bounds for such high-level official to make a call like that. McCabe also told the Inspector General that Axelrod expressed his concern about FBI agents openly investigating the Clinton Foundation while Hillary was campaigning to become president. He also suggested he pushed back against suggestions that the investigation needed to be closed. Most interesting of all, the department admitted that the content of the discussion was true, though they claimed that the FBI was attempting to spin call as some sort of undue political influence. Former Assistant Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Ron Hosko, suggested that perhaps the DOJ called McCabe, who had little to do with the investigation, because they thought he would be more sympathetic to demands to stop the investigation than the FBI's New York office, which was running the investigation. After all, McCabe's wife, Jill, accepted nearly $700,000 in campaign donations from an organization connected to the Clintons through their longtime confidant, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. However, if the DOJ hoped hoped that they would be able to use connections to influence the lawsuit, they were disappointed when McCabe recused himself from the investigation after his ties to the Clintons were discovered. As for Matthew Axelrod, he left the DOJ on January 30th, 2017, shortly after President Trump took office. So you see what's going on here, folks. My thing is jumping all over the place. Where is it now? I just jumped a mile here. My phone keeps freezing. Anyway, McCabe's going down. The FBI's going down. This case is unraveling in a hurry for these people. They have no idea what's coming. They have no idea what's coming. Frazzle, drip, frazzle, drip, 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 drip. This all started with Anthony Weiner's computer, folks. They confiscated Anthony Weiner's computer. The New York Police, NYPD, New York Police Department, basically said, look, something's got to be done or we're sending this to WikiLeaks. Supposedly going to be getting, anyway, the FBI, they've gone rogue. They've killed Lavoy Finicum. The BLM has gone rogue. The CIA got to abolish the TSA. My good friend Dean's watching what's happening. Dean was shaking. So, yeah, it's really madness. Real, real, real madness coming, folks. And I got lots of news. News articles come to me all the time. Folks, they always are sending me news articles about things. And, you know, like the DOJ interfering for Clinton and Valerie Jarrett, the daughter, working for CNN, hired with no experience, you know, ladies and gentlemen. Requesting this real quick.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
There's the number, ladies and gentlemen. 347. Got a pen, Brian? 637-3942. So now we had these poor officers gunned down here in the Sunshine State at a Waffle House. and it's a very, very tragic thing to occur. You know, these guys gear up every day to go out on the road and protect the people. And a lot of these guys, in some states, in some cities like Baltimore, won't even go into certain neighborhoods anymore because of fear of retribution. These guys might get killed out there just going out to do their job. My friend is from Baltimore, and he said there's actually a neighborhood where the fire department doesn't even go in. They won't go in without a police escort. Because it's that dangerous. But anyway, I want to remember the officers who were killed this week and all officers that are being murdered senselessly. You're ambushing police. Watch out, they're coming for you. This is Last Call. It's by Dave Bray. It's one of my favorite tunes by Dave as a solo artist. Any folks remember Dave from Madison Rising when they did that amazing rendition of the Star Spangled Banner? I've seen Madison Rising with Dave Bray a number of times. I don't go see Madison Rising no more. You might like Madison Rising. They're still a very patriotic band. If you like them, continue to like them. I don't dislike the music. I'm just loyal to my friend Dave. Dave and I have been friendly for a long time now on the Facebook pages. I met Dave a bunch of times. He's a very accessible, rocking musician, and he's really cool. So I'm going to play Last Call, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, and I'm going to put the number here on the live feed so if anybody wants to call in, they can call in. Here you go. This is Last Call, Dave Bray.
Fight for me. few good lives, but I couldn't save my own. This is my last call.
All right, so I'm going to read something here from Ohio Gun Owners. Written, it doesn't say it was written by you. I'm going to try to find the author. I like to give the author the article if I can. It's in reference to Governor Kasich's new gun laws he's getting ready to pass, and got a lot of things happening there in Ohio. And my friend Brian, Live Truth Radio, he lives up in that area, I guess. And they just had two A rallies there. Oh, we got somebody on the line there. Who's that? Got the same area code as me. All right, so this is a letter, I guess, to John Kasich from Bill Clinton. Dear John Kasich, thank you very much for your support of H.R. 4296, the assault weapons ban. I applaud the bipartisan nature with which our victory was achieved and commend you for your courageous vote. I enjoyed our visit last night. That was in 1994. Thank you, letter from Clinton. Then Congressman Kasich. But now that power-hungry Kasich is term-limited and can't run for governor again, and with many predicting a party switch to mount a campaign for president in 2020, Kasich's fear of gun owners in Ohio has dwindled, and Sunday Kasich outright reneged on the conversion story he used to swindle the voters of Ohio with and went on the Clinton News Network to angrily attack gun owners and demand a gun ban once more. He pledged support for Michael Bloomberg's hallmark universal gun registration and even called for a database to register every firearm transfer. Webb, I don't know about you. Well, I don't know about you, but databases to track, trace, and register Americans is what they use with sex offenders and pedophiles. So basically, they want to treat us all like criminals because we love our protection devices. Governor Kasich is mounting a war path to punish lawful gun owners like you and me for the unlawful murderous rampages of killers. And like clockwork, on Tuesday afternoon, Kasich's militants in the Ohio Senate joined in introducing the mother of all gun control bills in the Senate Bill 260. And it's bad. Outlaw any firearm even capable of accepting a 10-round magazine. They're calling it an assault weapon ban. But what it really is a comprehensive outright gun ban. It would outlaw a Ruger 10/22 and even Marlin Model 60s. Firearms that most youngsters are trained by their dads with to properly and safely use firearms. It would outlaw standard civilian rifles like AR-15s, a firearm that millions of Americans use lawfully every day. It would outlaw nearly every modern pistol that you can carry every day to defend yourself and loved ones like Glock 19, HK USP Compact, Sig Sauer P229s, or the new P365 Smith & Wesson Springfield XD. All banned. This provision is extremely dangerous as it creates a database to track gun owners and their buying patterns. Do you want a case of a 223 to have fun shooting watermelons on a weekend with a bunch of buddies? Well, you'll have to register like a pedophile first. Need some steel shot for a duck opener? Have to run to the store the night before opener? Your transaction will be logged like a sex offender. In other words, the whole database program is designed for future modifications and any future expansion of gun control passed through the General Assembly. This future-proof clause makes the gun grabbers' intentions clear. This database is designed to be the foundation of their long-term implementation of gun control. This is serious. Some naive fools will tell you that we don't have to worry about gun control passing here in Ohio and to trust in our Republican majorities, and they are just that. Fools. There's a reason why Ohio is national embarrassment in the Second Amendment community with our worst-in-the-country self-defense law. There's a reason why the Ohio General Assembly hasn't passed a major gun bill in over a decade. There's a reason why most of our neighboring states have passed bills like constitutional carry and stand your ground while we haven't. Because there are committed anti-gunners in both parties in Columbus who have successfully killed off pro-gun bills behind the scenes. And they're just itching for a chance to come out of the closet and go on the warpath against our Second Amendment rights, with Republican Governor Kasich providing the cover. In the recent murder sprees in Florida, Texas, and Nevada, they think they're on the verge of being able to do just that. And they might be right. That's why do two things. gun owners like you and me need to treat SF-260 and any gun control bills in Ohio State House right now is with extreme prejudice. We need to send a loud, clear, crystal message to the State House right now that if you even so much as hint at touching our gun rights, you'll pay a severe price in November. Second, please consider an emergency contribution to the Ohio gun owners immediately. You know what I'm saying, folks? And my friend Brian is saying it's a replica of what they're trying to pass through House and Senate, where they are trying to take all semi-auto guns. They want them all because they are commies. I'm sorry, Jill. I'll speak up a little bit. I have folks in bed here at the house, so I'm trying to be a little quiet as I do my show. So not only are they coming for our guns and freedom, they're communists and they want our country. You guys heard me read it there in the Declaration of Independence. I had a guy call a couple shows ago stating that we are trying to overthrow the government. We're trying to run it right up to Washington and take over the world. Oh, my God. No, that's nothing. That's not what anybody's proposing. We simply stated the fact that it's written in our Declaration of Independence that when a government no longer represents the people, to cast them out and hire people that will represent the people. It's that simple. And you know you have to go with the Second Amendment with you, because there's no way you're going to march up to D.C., go into Congress and cast them all out and reelect a new government without revolution. That's the last thing anybody wants. All we want is common sense presidents to stick up for the people. Our Constitution matters. It matters, folks. And everything after the 10th Amendment doesn't matter. That's why we're going to be talking about the Counterman Amendment and Article 5, Constitutional Convention. Even Sean Hannity's pushing it now. I mean, I guess he's buddies now with Mark Levine, and they're buddies and pals, and they're working on a Convention of States. And of course, we know where the Convention of States leaves us. Could be very dangerous. Of course, they would adopt certain rules, and things would be done where they couldn't just run roughshod over the Constitution, change the whole damn thing. That won't happen. They will not happen. You will not have to worry. But, I just got a message from my friend and threw me off. Anyway, folks, my friend Sherry's watching. Welcome, Sherry. Sherry, how are you? Nice to see you joining us. Jill's watching. Jill's saying that I'm kind of quiet. Usually I'm not quiet, but I'm quiet because I got folks in bed. I know it's early, but my son goes to bed at like 8 o'clock. And him and mom are watching a movie or something and quietly laying in bed, so I have to be a little quiet. Such is life in alternative media podcasting from the living room. You know? And today I was jamming out. Some folks see me jamming out today. I was playing to some AC/DC horribly out of tune. It was really bad. But I had fun. You know, and soon I'm going to have my good friend come on too, Chuck Heineman, Mid-America Land Restoration and Microbes. You want to search him out if you got a farm and you got some soil that needs cleaning. He's got the microbes that will eat the waste, eat the oil, eat the radioactive isotopes if you live in Fukushima. Fukushima still leaks. I like to mention that all the time because it still leaks. It'll be 8 years soon. Fukushima had been leaking 300,000 metric tons of nuclear waste, radioactive material into the Pacific Ocean now for almost 8 years. Scary, folks. And you're eating Pacific cod? I don't know if I would be eating Pacific cod or if I would be eating Alaskan king crab legs. I'm thinking that the whole Pacific from Alaska to the tip of South America is polluted with nuclear waste. Nuclear waste. Crazy. I see someone's on the line. They're in hold. If you have a question, you want to add something to the show, just press 1, and I'll pick up the phone. If you want to call in, folks, and chitter-chatter with me, 347-637-3942. Liven up the show because I'm boring as hell and having a rough show. I had no guests. My guest, Casey Massey, wound up in the hospital. He almost had a stroke. His blood pressure was like 250 over 120 or something like that. You know? Yes, Brian. It used to be 5 to 25 parts per million, or 5 that was dangerous, and 100 was like, oh my God, warning. 300 parts per million was evacuate immediately. You are in danger. Well, folks, the radiation levels across our country right now are tens of thousands. Radiation levels are at evacuation levels across our country. Cancer rates are going through the roof over this. And we have a caller on the line. I'm not sure. I'm going to pick it up. I don't know who it is. The same area code as me. Maybe it's my guest, Marshall, from a week ago. We'll find out right now, ladies and gentlemen. You are in the 352 area code, and you are live on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Who do we got?
Hey, Mark, it's James.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, James Scavetta gave us.
Yeah, we haven't talked in a while. You had a great show tonight. I mean, you're spot on. Really, really good show. I just wanted to say a few things about, you know, the Second Amendment. I spoke at the 9/12 rally on Saturday about that. And, you know, because, I it's absolutely, we're at war. It's a war on the Constitution. It's a war on the guns. It's a war on cops. It's a war on Christianity. And I think it's time that we go on the offensive now. You know, no more like with this last shooting, they keep chipping away, taking a little bit of our rights away, and people are just, you know, oh, well, you know, we were going to get the reciprocity in all 50 states. President Trump promised he would sign off on that. We were going to get the silencers taken off of the Class 3, and everybody's just now sitting, putting that on the back burner and saying, well, we're only too happy that they didn't take away even more from us. I think those days are over. We have to go on the offensive. We have to go on the attack. We have to start forming our own Second Amendment groups, supporting local candidates with education in the schools, education, you know, in the, for teachers, and giving money to candidates who are going to be pro-Second Amendment. And you know, not just sit back anymore. We got to start demanding. We want reciprocity in all 50 states with the crime rate going up. We want certain things again, and no more sitting back. And, you know, I think that there's just this attitude, well, let's just lay low and not make any waves. But, no, I'm speaking for myself. I've had it. You know, my message to everybody, Mark, is stand behind me. Stand beside me, or get the hell out of my way, because we the people are coming, we're pissed, and we're not going to take it anymore.
We can't.
So.
Well, you might remember James. James came on my show a while back and gave us the great slogan, time to stop electing politicians and start electing patriots, because, folks, this is the real deal.
Absolutely.
Like my friend,
more now than ever, Mark.
Anyway, I have a friend up in North Carolina, Alan Poindexter, a fine patriot running for state house over there. We have in Georgia running for governor, Mark Urbach, a fine patriot. I met Mark Allen Urbach. He is awesome. If you live in Georgia, make sure you research Mark Urbach, U-R-B-A-C-H, Mark with a C. He is amazing, a patriot. He is a Jewish man who loves Christians as he loves his Jewish brothers and sisters. He believes that Jesus definitely happened, and that Christians, if they believe in Jesus, should follow their hearts and stand up for Jesus at all costs. He is a great man.
Well, that's what we need to start doing. We've got to get more choices. Like, look at the mess we're in for the Senate race coming up. We've got to get rid of I just went blank on his name, but he's been up there for 35 or 40 years in Florida, Bill Nelson. And what are choices now? Scott. Look at Governor Scott. He just, for political reasons that he's running for office, all of a sudden now he became a little bit anti-gun, and he signed this ridiculous legislation making the age to 21 and 3-day waits on all guns. I can't see how any one of those things is going to prevent the next school shooting, and there's definitely going to be more shootings, as we see already. You cannot legislate evil. So, you know, what we got to get more candidates, more choices. I don't know about your audience, but I'm tired of voting for the lesser of two evils. And we've got to encourage more regular people. I know it's expensive. One of the reasons why I didn't run this time, because they don't have the money. But somehow we've got to, I don't know, we've just got to do something to give people more of a choice, because we're really stuck with the lesser of two evils when it comes to the Senate vote in Florida.
Yep. Well, look, I look at it this way. I think Bill Nelson's going to win now, especially that Governor Scott signed this bill. Folks, we got to remember that he just shafted 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, a huge voting block.
Absolutely. And it's a shame, because I'm on the side of there are, as you know, Mark, there are so many good kids out there who can't wait for their 18th birthday to go and get their first 22 long rifle. You've got single moms and dads who are living alone, and now you're going to tell me that they can't, if they have, they can't protect their family because of this stupid nonsense or new law? They have to wait till 21? You know, that's who I'm fighting for. I'm on the side of these kids who, like you said, got shafted, and it's almost as though Scott gave the election to Nelson, which is, you know, disastrous. So I don't know. It's just so frustrating, and I just think that we've got to, as gun owners, as patriots, we've got to get more aggressive. We've got to start fighting back. I forming myself and other people's names I won't mention right now, but it's going to be a nonprofit Second Amendment organization here in Hernando County for that purpose of educating students, teachers, the general public, and then raising money for pro-gun, pro-Constitution candidates. So we're not going to take it anymore in Hernando County. I hope that we can get this message out, and maybe, you know, you as your, to your audience, to do that on their local level. I mean, it all starts on, we don't have much control over Washington, but we've got to do it on the local level and work our way up. But the bottom line is, it's now or never. We're in a war. People have to face up to it, and we got to do everything, you know, legally, peacefully, that we can, because we're not the violent ones, the so-called peaceful left are the violent ones. We're the sensible right, but we're going to use everything at our means to get it across. Do you agree with me?
Absolutely. I am so glad and proud that I voted for Steve Champion. Hallelujah, folks. Steve Champion is doing a great job for the Hernando County Commission. Now, I don't want to
And Steve knows this because I've told it to him to his face, so I don't mind saying it on the radio. I wasn't a fan of Steve. I didn't support him because I thought he was part of a certain particular group and network. But he's doing his voting record is very good. In fact, you mentioned me and Steve are. He's actually contacted me and asked me to be on the board of this new. They don't even have a full name for it, but this Second Amendment organization that I talked about. So, we're definitely on the move, and it's just the beginning of being on the move. No more passiveness, sitting back. And again, I want to emphasize everything in our power, peacefully and legally, because there's plenty of things we can do to reverse this and take back America. I mean, Trump is doing a great job, but he's only one man, and that swamp he's in, that, you know, sometimes he's drowning there too. It's the government within a government, the deep state. It's so damn scary, but you know what?
They talked about it in the Declaration of Independence. Did you hear?
Yes, you read that. It's amazing. I was enjoyed out what you said, and I laughed my I got to be careful. I'm on radio, but I laughed my cognones off when you used to Obama's name, because it's, you know, it back in 2013 when I gave a speech for the Guns Across America, I said the King George we have in the White House now. So, you know, you were spot on. I mean,
except I kept saying King George, and I meant to put Barack Obama in there the whole time. I called.
Well, you see, I laughed, Mark, because you can make fun of yourself on your radio show.
Yeah. We're only human. We make mistakes, and life goes on. But I want you to stick
around.
Absolutely,
absolutely. Well, all right, I won't take up time for anybody else, but it was good talking with you. And, you know, we'll be in touch because as I get more information about this new group we're doing, then you can get it out on the radio, and maybe, like I say, other parts of the country can start doing the same thing. You know, we have to go on the attack from now on. And just no more sitting back. All right,
don't
Mark. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
Don't go nowhere.
And I will talk
stay
to
right
you
there.
Soon.
No way. What? Stay right there. Hold on. Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
I need to ask you, I want to talk about something else real fast. But first, before I talk about something else, I want to talk about something else. The new California Pro LGBTQ bill that would ban the sale or distribution of materials related to conversion therapy easily passed the state assembly, which inevitably comes around to them banning the Bible.
Oh, my
California
God.
Gone completely off the rails. They have voted 50-14 in the assembly, and it's Assembly Bill 2943. It's going to the Democrat-controlled Senate in California. It would make it unlawful business practice to engage in any transaction intended to result or that results in the sale or lease of goods or services to any consumer aimed at sexual orientation change efforts with an individual. So basically, the Bible says being gay is against God. So that Bible would be against them, so it would be banned. You can't sell it. It's crazy. People tell me
absolutely.
It's not true.
I would sum it up with one word, nuts. But how come the Quran is going to be allowed to be sold? If I understand that, what you're talking about, I thought I heard something about that, that it's only the Bible, but the Quran could be sold.
Well, I really looked into it a little bit, and what I learned about this bill is basically what it is it's going after, like, counselors and psychologists who would say, look, you can't do this. It's not right. It's not normal. You know, people that would be trying to talk a gay person out of having some kind of conversion therapy. So they're aiming it there. But I know once they're aiming it at that, but someone's going to file some sort of lawsuit and aim it at the Bible. You know it's going to happen, and they're going to kill the sale of the Bible in California and make it against the law. That is scary. Now, on to more twisted news. Here in Hernando County, and that's what I want to talk about, James, we have a county commissioner. County commissioner, a Republican. It just goes to show you that it's not the Democrats that only that are nuts.
Right.
There's some crazy.
Yeah, studies. I know where you're going, but go ahead.
We had a county commissioner here busted with prostitutes and meth addicted hookers in his house.
Yes.
Nick Nicholson, what's going on with this guy?
Well, it's the first time he's actually been arrested. I think he got arrested on three misdemeanor counts, no felunies, but he's been when he ran for re-election last term, 2 years ago, the 2016 election, he was cleared of an FDLE investigation for very similar stuff. So he's been always hanging around strip clubs, getting involved with strippers. It's just a bad, he shouldn't, in my opinion, been re-elected. And I think that if he doesn't step down, I'm pretty sure Steve is going to write a letter to the governor from the conversation I had with him, asking another friend of ours who ran unsuccessfully against him to replace him, because it's just not right. I mean, I think he needs to be removed because I don't think he's going to step down. He's like a few of the others we got up there. They're arrogant as hell, and they deny everything, and it just doesn't look good. But that's the story. This is his second or third time that he's been accused, but this time he's actually been, I don't know what the exact charges are. I just know that it was three misdemeanor, and he bonded himself out.
One of the prostitutes is actually claiming that she was a sex slave, like he held her in captivity. If that goes through, but that's like kidnapping.
Yeah, he wasn't charged with, like I said, because I'm sure that would be a felony, but he wasn't charged with that. So it's just bizarre. I mean, I don't know how to sum it up any other way than it's bizarre. I mean, it's not a good policy to be hanging around those kind of places and getting involved with those people. It can't lead to anything good, and I think it sets a bad example. But if he stays in power and if he gets reelected again, you know, Mark, I don't, there ain't no hope for this county.
Right. No, I think there's hope for this county because we got guys like you and Steve Champion running around in our county. So we're good.
Like I said, me and Steve are actually working together now. And again, you know me, Mark. I don't play games. I'm a straight shooter. I don't say to your face, oh, shake your hand, hey, my buddy. Then when I turn around, you know, I start cursing you. I told him, he knew it from the beginning, we weren't friends, we didn't get, you know, I didn't support him, but he proved to me he's doing a good job for the county, and that's all I care about, you know. I don't care even if I still don't like him, which is not the case, but as long as he's doing a good job, you know what I'm saying, then he's got my support. You know, even Blaze, who I ran against that time as for the state rep, on some things we're working on the same page. You know, he's done a good job on certain things I disagree with him on, but it's for the benefit of the people in the county and in the state. It has nothing to do with personal, you know, feelings. And unfortunately, most people or politicians, that's why I'll probably never become one, because they can't separate those things. You know, I can go against party, I can go against individual, and do what's right for the people. But, you know, not everyone can do that. And there's a lot of good people like us out there. Joe Swilly's another good guy. And he might, you know, his name might be getting out there as a replacement until the next election, or if they have a special election. But there's some good people out there, you know, who just didn't get a chance to get you know, elected in a lot of the races because it takes so much money now, and you have to kiss ass. I don't know if I'm allowed to sit on the radio, but you know, I refuse to do that. And you don't get the endorsements and the support if you don't go along with the program.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do as much as I can as a non-candidate. You know, maybe that's my role, and not as much as I would love to be up in Tallahassee or in the county commission. It, you know, I'm doing the groundwork, you know, as a somebody who can be, you know, from look at things from all sides and give advice and get involved and stuff. But, you know, somebody's got to do it. You know, I consider ourselves people like you and so many others. We're the new Minutemen and women of modern day. And if we don't get the job done, what'd you say, Mark? You broke up a little bit.
I said one if by land, two if by sea.
Oh,
the
absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one day we might be up there shouting, the Muslims are coming, the Muslims are coming.
Right now it's the Fed coat with an F. The Fed coat are coming.
Yeah,
but
I mean, you know, like I said, there's a lot of good patriots out there. A lot of people working behind the scenes, and I think there's still a lot of hope. It's a long, tough fight, but there's good people, you know, there's good people out there willing to, you know, sacrifice everything to as many people you've had on your radio show who did because they believe in, you know, what's right. And I think in the end, good will overcome evil, and especially if God steps in, then we can't lose. Without his help, we don't stand a chance against this evil that's taken over not only America, as you know, the world. So I believe that people like us are God's soldiers. Some of us are ground troops, some of us are generals, whatever, but we're all united in a common cause. And I give you a lot of credit for the radio show you do and some of the events we've done together. You've always called me up to the microphone. You've given me time. You know, I hope your audience, well, they probably know it, but I'm going to say it anyway. You are one of the true patriots, and I'm proud to know you.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my good friend, James Scavetta. He ran for a couple of offices here locally. He's a great patriot. Formerly had Shadow Hawk gun store and survival store, and now we all like Steve Champion and American Gun and Porn in Brooksville. So if you're in the Brooksville area, make sure you head out there and check it out. James, I want to thank you for coming on and chit-chatting with me for a few minutes, and I want to pay honor right now to an officer, another officer, because that's what we do in Patriot Nation. We back the blue.
Yes.
Deputy Scott Wood of the Wyandotte County Sheriff's Office in Kansas City had finished his shift and stopped at a 7-Eleven before going home, and while at the counter, Deputy Wood was attacked from behind by three armed African-American men. They shot Deputy Wood 7 times, robbed him, the store, and then left. There's no national coverage of this brutal attack on an unsuspecting person. There is no news showing crying outrage over this or even mentioning it. People should be aware of how dangerous this is for our police and how unfairly they are treated by the news media to boost ratings and sell ads. The deputy is still alive, fighting for his life, thank God. But he's in critical condition, and we are wishing him a speedy recovery, and maybe we all pray for Deputy Wood.
Right, absolutely. Blue lives matter. You know, it's just so sad that you don't hear stories like this, no publicity, but the several black men that were arrested in Starbucks, is everybody's up in arms about that, and they shut it down for a whole day for a sensitivity training. But yet when cops or veterans were asked to leave Starbucks because they said it was offensive to their customers, no one says nothing about that. So, what's right is wrong, wrong is right, the world is upside down, and that's why people like us have to make sure that we get things, back right. And I'll say it again, blue lives matter. So thanks for doing that, Mark. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And folks, don't forget to throw your Yeti coolers and cups.
Yes. All these companies.
Yeti.
That's the new strategy, Mark. It's kind of it's really smart. They did their homework. They got the banks. I mean, they got two or three of the largest banks in America. That could bring the gun business to a halt by stopping the financing and lending money. So hopefully the two remaining banks or three remaining banks who won't go along with the program, and they'll make a ton of money now. But, I mean, they're going after – if you look at the attack on the guns, I could stay on the radio with you for 2 hours. Maybe one day you got to get me on again, and I'll give you all the things that they're doing behind the scenes with doctors, the VA, that it's all trying to go into a federalized database so that anything – if you sneeze, they can want to come and take your guns. They're getting these companies to boycott. They're listening to these little brown shirt Nazis, the same thing Hitler did. Who the heck are these kids that they got their power to call for boycotts against the NRA or Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, all these programs, and they're going along with it. I mean, I got tons of stuff to say. It's bad, it's scary, but my message is, we're going to fight back because it's a two-way street, and we buy stuff too. So if they think they can survive just on their millennials and their left-wing loony birds there and snowflakes, no, it's us gun owners, hunters, sportsmen, and people on the right that our money counts too. So like I said, again, it all goes under my thing of saying we got to go on the offensive and we got to fight back.
Fight fire with fire. Again, thanks, James, for coming on. I appreciate it.
All right, Mark, I'm going to hang up now. Take care, man. I'll see you soon.
The show got a couple seconds left. You want to just stay on hold?
Oh, you do? All right, then I'll just hang on till the end. Hey, does everybody know we're neighbors? We don't see each other that much.
I see you got a new flag. I love the new flag.
Yes, absolutely. I've had someone say something that they weren't happy with that, and I said, sorry, it's heritage and not hate. And it's not coming down.
Amen.
So for all
God
those
bless.
Who are listening, I fly the American flag, and I have the stars and bars out there. I have the Confederate flag. Because we honor and we love all, emphasize all our veterans deserve the respect for a cause that they believed in and they were fighting for, and we respect all our veterans. Right, Mark?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, James. I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm going to wrap up the
show.
Yes,
okay. I'll shut up now. And I'll just listen to the rest of the show.
I got to give my upcoming schedule has been rearranged.
Yes.
Here.
All right, Mark. Take care.
Working on some great shows, ladies and gentlemen. James Cavetta, great patriot, an American who loves heritage and history, like all Americans should love history and heritage of all. So now we're going to go over the calendar here a little bit, what's coming up. Of course, this show was just replaced here by, hey, Molly's watching. I had the Casey Massey show going to come on today, but Casey Massey wound up in the hospital. So he's going to be coming on in a week. I've spoke to him numerous times. He's angry. He's fired up. I needed him not to come on tonight with his high blood pressure. He needs to get his blood pressure in check because I know he's fired up and his blood pressure is going to rise 100 points just coming on the show to talk about what happened with his case. So that's Casey Massey. Next Monday, this Thursday, Charles Kaprowitz joins us. We're going to be talking about a whole bunch of stuff. The Countermand Amendment, Article 5 Convention of States, and all that fun stuff. And I'm going to try to have my good friend John come on and debate it. He says there's a couple of things that are not true in the debate of the Countermand Amendment. And Charles has been parading around this country for years. He was right there when Roe versus Wade was passed in 1973. He's been in this fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for over 40 years, ladies and gentlemen. And the guy is highly educated and knowledgeable on the Constitution, the country, freedom, liberty. He's coming on this Thursday, Charles Kaprowitz. And then, coming up then on the 7th of May, Bill Muckler. He's an author, a writer, and a patriot. He's been following my show for years, and we're going to get on and talk to him. And then a future date, because you know Rolling Thunder is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, Memorial Day weekend over in D.C. And there's a gentleman who stands there on the corner and salutes as the motorcycles drive by. His name is Tim Chambers, the saluting Marine. He'll be live with me on the 17th of May at 8 p.m. So you want to make sure you get in and listen to these shows. We're working on some great, great guests. This guy, Mr. David Troubadeau, who was at the Waco massacre. I've been working on him, trying to get him on the show. And, there's another big name I was working on. I could probably find him in the messenger here. I've been sending messages out to try to find these folks. Let's see. But, yeah, I got that. I'm working on that guy, David Troubadeau. He was there at the massacre. Crazy, crazy stuff happening. Now, where is it now here? I got to find it. There's David Troubadeau. And the other guy's name is Anthony Borges. He was a victim of the Parkland shooting. And it come out directly said that the school board and the sheriff are responsible. So we're working on these shows. We got the other shows coming up. Be sure to tune in Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation for the radio part. And tune in right here to the Facebook live feed, 8 p.m. Mondays and Thursdays. Also, we got a conservative perspective Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m., and pretty soon a return of Vet Talk with Sergeant Gonzalo Duran on Wednesday nights. We'll be working it out, folks. So thanks for tuning in. I got to wrap it up here. Good night to all of you there in live feed land and all of you out in radio land. Without you, there's no show. Thanks again, James, for tuning in. Hello, everybody, and good night, everybody, on the live feed. Please share and enjoy and like my show. Head on over to the Blog Talk Radio page, hit follow. Head on over to all my radio pages, hit follow and like and join and do all that fun stuff and become part of the show. I love to have people call, like James. James called tonight. Thanks, James. Until we meet again, I'm going to do this. Hopefully I can get it out. It's the Star Spangled Banner. Please rise, move your hat, and join me as we do this. DaveBrayUSA.com, Dave Bray's version, and I'll wrap this up. Good night, and God bless America.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, hail the rocket's red. the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
All right, there you have it, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Good night. God bless you. God bless America. I'll see you soon. Y'all rock.